Welcome to our podcast. Today, we're going to delve into the depths of anxiety and depression with a series of steps to lighten the load. These two mental health conditions, anxiety and depression, are like unwelcome guests that crash the party of our lives. They can turn even the simplest tasks into daunting missions, leaving us wondering, how on earth do we escape this never-ending loop of despair? As the saying goes, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. But what if life keeps throwing lemons at you, and you're running low on sugar and optimism? We'll explore how to mix a refreshing concoction, blending self-care strategies, professional guidance, and a pinch of laughter to make the sour moments a little sweeter. So sit back, relax, and join us on this roller coaster ride as we navigate the realms of anxiety and depression. Exercise. Sometimes the best therapy is a long walk and some fresh air. On that note, let's talk about exercise. One of the ways to combat depression is through exercise. It may sound simple, but the impact it can have on your mental well-being is remarkable. When you exercise, your brain releases neurotransmitters like endorphins, serotonin, and dopamine. These chemicals work together to boost your mood, lifting your spirits and reducing the symptoms of anxiety and depression. It's like a natural antidepressant, free of charge. Exercise also helps reduce stress. As you engage in physical activity, your body releases tension, allowing you to lower your stress levels. By incorporating regular exercise into your routine, you can effectively manage and prevent anxiety and depressive symptoms that often stem from stress. Now let's talk about sleep. We all know how crucial it is for our mental well-being. Exercise promotes better sleep patterns, helping you achieve that quality rest your mind and body crave. When you wake up feeling refreshed, you'll be better equipped to face the challenges of the day, armed with a clearer mind and a more positive outlook. But it doesn't stop there. Exercise can also have a profound impact on your confidence. As you set fitness goals and witness your progress, you'll start to feel a sense of accomplishment. Your self-image improves, and your self-confidence receives a much-needed boost. This newfound confidence can counteract the negative effects of anxiety and depression, allowing you to see yourself in a more positive light. Spend time outdoors. In addition to exercise, another powerful remedy for anxiety and depression is to spend time outdoors. Nature has a remarkable ability to heal and rejuvenate our minds. I will tell you how. When you immerse yourself in a tranquil, natural setting, you give your mind a break from the hustle and bustle of daily life. The soothing sights, sounds, and smells of nature help to lower stress levels, allowing you to experience a sense of calm and tranquility. It's like pressing a reset button for your mind. Whether it's a gentle breeze, the warmth of sunlight, or the vibrant colors of flowers, these natural elements have a profound impact on our emotional well-being. Mindfulness, embracing the present. Mindfulness is the key that unlocks the door to inner peace and freedom from anxiety and depression. Have you ever found yourself trapped in a cycle of anxious thoughts or sinking into the depths of depression? What if there was a way to break free from those unhelpful patterns and find solace in the present moment? When we practice mindfulness, we become observers of our thoughts and feelings without getting entangled in them. We learn to acknowledge our thoughts and emotions as passing clouds in the sky of our mind. By creating this space, we can free ourselves from the incessant rumination that fuels anxiety and depression. Journaling, unleashing the power of words. Through journaling, you create a safe space for your thoughts and emotions to go freely. You can explore the depths of your mind, unraveling the underlying causes of your anxiety and depression. As you pour your words onto the pages, you'll discover insights and patterns that may have eluded you before. Writing allows you to distance yourself from your thoughts and gain a new perspective. You can ask yourself thought-provoking questions such as, "What triggers my anxiety? How does my depression affect my daily life? What coping strategies have worked for me in the past?" By delving into these inquiries, you gain clarity and become an active participant in your healing journey. Music. Music is more than just a pleasant sound. It has a powerful effect on our emotions and can help with anxiety and depression. When we listen to music we love, it releases a neurotransmitter called dopamine, which makes us feel good. Not only does music change our brain chemistry, but it also takes our attention away from negative thoughts and worries. So instead of dwelling on our anxieties, we can focus on the beats and melodies that bring us joy. Isn't it amazing how music can lift our spirits and change our moods? Painting, drawing, coloring. Art is like therapy for our minds. Activities like painting, drawing, and coloring give us a creative outlet to express ourselves and unwind. They have a positive impact on our mental well-being, especially when it comes to anxiety and depression. Art promotes relaxation, decreases stress, and even releases endorphins, which are natural happiness boosters. It also helps with symptoms of depression, like lack of motivation and low energy. Plus, when we engage in art, we become more self-confident and self-aware, which can bring a sense of calmness. So why not pick up a paintbrush or a colored pencil and let your creativity flow? Cognitive Behavioral Therapy and Medication. Have you heard of Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, or CBT? It's a type of therapy that works wonders for anxiety and depression. CBT focuses on how our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are connected. By changing our beliefs and actions, we can reduce emotional suffering. Therapists help us identify and challenge negative thoughts that contribute to hopelessness and despair. They also teach us techniques to improve positive experiences and change negative thinking patterns. In some cases, medication may be necessary for severe anxiety and depression. It's important to prioritize symptom control so we can live a fulfilling life. In the depths of anxiety and depression, remember, a problem shared is a problem halved. Take proactive steps to lighten the load. Can music soothe your soul? Can art reveal hidden emotions? Reflect, seek help, practice self-care, and build support. Rome wasn't built in a day. By taking one step at a time, you can emerge stronger. If you want to delve deeper into this topic and explore practical ways to prevent and overcome anxiety and depression, I invite you to check out our book, 50 Ways to Prevent and Overcome Anxiety and Depression. It's available on Amazon. Also, please visit our website at www.drrahmedbooks.com. And with that, we come to the end of today's podcast episode. I hope you found our discussion on anxiety and depression both enlightening and thought-provoking. Remember, knowledge is power, and even if you're not personally suffering from anxiety or depression, you can equip yourself with valuable insights from this podcast and our book to help others who may be facing these challenges. Together, we can make a positive difference in the lives of those around us. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of this journey.